Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston. Do you read? Over. Columbia, this is Houston, reading you loud and clear, over.
Reading you loud and clear, Bruce.
All right, your mic. I have the coordinates.
What's new?
Well, what's new is I think we have some more coordinates for you on the LEM location, over.
Ready to copy.
Roger, Mike. Papa, decimal 2. And 6.3 on your LAM2 chart, over.
Roger, Papa decimal 2, and who decimal 3?
6.3, I say again, 6.3. Roger.
Okay, what you're saying is, if you look at the catch paw, then that's just about, his middle finger, a little bit, 1 to 2 o'clock from his middle finger, is that right?
Roger. Roger, about 1 to 2 o'clock from the middle finger if you're using 12 o'clock being to the west, over.
That must be the way Cat's face. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, and I got LOS, AOS times for you.
Go ahead.
Roger, your LOS at 107 plus 23 plus 08. AOS at 108 plus 09er plus 06. Next pass for COAS tracking. Your time of closest approach is 108.35.28. Looks 3 miles south of track. Over.
Well, I understand all that, but with this new information, would you like me to try P-22 and look for him in a different spot?
Stand by a minute, please.
Okay, because I was looking in the wrong place last time. Auto optics was not pointing me at the coordinates you gave.
Roger. Columbia, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
On your next pass, Columbia, rather than performing a P-22 as such, we'd like you to look in the vicinity of the coordinates that we gave you, which is our best analysis based on math, physics, and the trajectory. And we also have another set of coordinates that we'd like you to search in the vicinity of, this last one being based on an interpretation of the geological features that were seen by the crew on their way down. The coordinates of this second site are Mike decimal 7 and 8 decimal 0. I say again, Mike decimal 7 and 8 decimal 0. Over.
Roger, copy Mike decimal 7 and 8 decimal 0. The only thing is, my best tool for looking is the sextant, and if I'm going to crank the sextant up, might as well have P-22 go at the same time, or don't you think so?
Roger, if you want to go that way, crank it up, and then you can drive it around to look where you want. Over.
Okay.
And if you can find the limb, then by all means track it or make a note of where it was and we can track it on the next rev. If you're ready, we have a ref mat update that we can pass up to you at this time if you'll give us pull and accept. Over.
Updated landing site ref mat. We still believe that a plane change is not required. Is that affirmative?
That's affirmative, Columbia.
Good job.
This is Apollo Control at 107 hours 15 minutes. We'll still have acquisition of Columbia for another 8 minutes. All systems in Eagle, still looking good. Cabin pressure 4.86 pounds, showing a temperature of 63 degrees in Eagle's cabin.
Columbia, this is Houston. We're through with the uplink. It's your computer.
Roger, thank you.
This Apollo Control, our best information at this time on the orientation of Eagle, that the plus Z axis, and that's the leg with the ladder on it, is yawed 13 degrees south of the ground track. The sun behind Eagle, with the leg with the ladder on it in a generally westerly direction along the ground track, but yawed 13 degrees south from that ground track.
Columbia.
Roger, next path. I'd appreciate the S-band relay mode, over.
Roger, we're working on that. There haven't been any transmissions from Tranquility Base since we last talked to you. We cannot give you a full S-band relay without being assured of high-gain antenna. We're working on the partial relay for you. Over.
Okay, I understand, Bruce. Thank you very much.
Columbia, this is Houston. Approximately 2 minutes to LOS. All your systems are looking good from down here. Over.
Does it look to you like the 240 controller is properly controlling the glycol evaporator outlet temp? It looks all right up here.
Roger, Columbia. During this pass on the front side, it looked okay to us.
This is Apollo Control at 107 hours 23 minutes, and we've had loss of signal on Columbia. The clock here in the control center counting down to depressurization time on Eagle shows we're 36 minutes 39 seconds away from that event. We believe the crew is pretty well on the timeline in the EVA preparations. We will next acquire Columbia at 108 hours, 9 minutes, 6 seconds. And Columbia's closest approach to Eagle on this next revolution will come at 108 hours, 35 minutes, 28 seconds, when it should be 3 miles south of the track.